You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
A U.S. group has unveiled a billboard campaign urging Americans to reconsider their travel plans to Alberta because of the province's tar sands development. Corporate Ethics International launched billboards in four U.S. cities 10 days ago, comparing the tar sands to the BP oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. They also have a website titled RethinkAlberta.org. Michael Marks is Executive Director of Corporate Ethics International, and he joins me on the line this morning from San Diego, California. Hi, Michael, and welcome to Vancouver Cooperative Radio.
Hi, Mordecai. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Tell me, what does the billboard show that you've put up?
The headline says, Alberta, Canada, the other oil disaster. And then under it are two pictures. One on the left is of a boiled pelican, and underneath it, it says the Gulf oil disaster. And then next to it is a picture of the dead mallard ducks in oil. And underneath that, it says the Alberta tar sands oil disaster. And then down the right-hand side, it says, thinking of visiting Alberta, think again.
Okay, so that's very direct, very graphic, and
yep.
very attuned to the reality. Where did you launch the billboard campaign?
Well, it's not just a billboard campaign, but we launched that portion of the campaign in cities and states that provided a high percentage of the tourists to Alberta from the United States. So Seattle, Portland, Minneapolis, and in Denver. And we also launched flash ads, banner ads, on major tourism sites all across the internet. And then we've also launched Google ads so that if you were to be in the United States, you were to Google any keywords related to Alberta or Alberta tourism or Alberta cities or events, that up would come a Rethink Alberta ad.
Okay, tell me about that internet ad. What does it look like?
Well, it's a little different. It starts with an image of Banff, and I think it says something like scenic question mark, and then you see this huge pipe that's spewing the effluent. It's taken right from the images of the tar sands. It's spewing effluent into the tailing ponds, but on the flash banner ad, it starts to fill up the image of a Banff. And then I think it says something like, Alberta tar sands, thinking of visiting Alberta, think again. And then you can click through to the website.
You also have this website, rethinkalberta.org. If I click onto that, what am I going to find?
Well, you'll start with a quiz, which is typical of tourist sites, but this one, the answer to every one of the questions, like who has, one of the dirtiest oils in the world, the answer is Canada. And it'll give you a number of questions, but the questions all have to do with some of the most damning facts about the tar sands. Answer always being Canada or Alberta. You can skip through and you'll see a minute 38 second video that's a pretty visceral video that starts with images and a nice narration about Alberta and the beauty of Alberta, etc., and then suddenly goes into static and then says and has images of a duck in the Syncrude tailings pond, I believe it is, and it's trying to free itself, but it's laden with mud. And then it starts, and it says, think you know Alberta, think again. And then it goes into all of these images of the tar sands, the huge pits, the spewing effluent, the large tailing ponds, the air pollution coming out of the upgraders, etc. And it, too, ends with, think you know Alberta, think again, thinking of visiting Alberta, think again.
Now, the Alberta government has jumped in to try and discredit the website, and apparently they found a factual error in the video. How have you responded to that?
You know, there was a factual error in the video, and we changed it within 24 hours and put the video back up. So we launched the campaign on Wednesday. We heard about the and double fact checked the error on Thursday, and by Friday morning, the video had been re-edited and we had corrected our error. And you know, I of course the government of Alberta has leaped on that and to say, you know, well, there you go, you can discredit everything else. But what's interesting is when to our other claims, they're not really out there providing documentation. For example, I think Premier Stelmach has said, well, there are no non-natural, you know, pollutants in the Athabasca River downstream. But the fact is that he provides no documentation for that and does not counter any of the studies even by professors at the University of Alberta. So, you know, but, you know, as you might expect, the government, the media in Alberta doesn't necessarily pick up on some of the factual errors by the Alberta government as it does when we make mistakes.
Well, we understand, of course, that the government will respond hostilely at any campaign like the one you've developed. What about popular opinion in Alberta? Do you have any sense of any divisions in that area or not?
Well, there's no doubt that Albertans are very proud of their province, as well they should be, and for, you know, at least the environmental dimensions of it, et cetera. But so they're very angry about this campaign, and we knew that they would be angry about this campaign. And it was one of the reasons that we decided to launch the campaign in July, when most people had already made their tourism plans. Because we really, you know, honestly do not want to put people in the tourism industry out of business. We really intended to start this late this year and really treat it more as a shot across the bow for the government to say, you know, look, you've refused to engage on these issues that you've been receiving criticism on for several years. And instead of addressing these issues, you've actually even backtracked in terms of enforcing environmental regulations, rolling back the size of these tailing ponds as the government said it would, mitigating for the wetlands, putting in good monitoring to make sure it's not violating air and water pollution standards, which it is. And so this is a shot across the bow. If you don't start constructively engaging, even as, you know, Premier Stelmach's own commission, I think, on economic sustainability reported last week, then that they needed to do, then this campaign will ramp up, and we're committed to long term. So I know Albertans don't like us. But I know they don't like this campaign, but what we're saying to them is you need to take a harder look at your government and some of the misperceptions and the deceptive public relations that it's engaged in.
And talking about ramping up, I gather you have plans to launch this campaign in Britain as well.
Yes. We're about to do a number of things. We said that we would do mailings to tourism bureaus in the United States. We're about to do that to major professional societies that could have conferences and conventions in Alberta. We're about to do that. And we're also just now kind of going back over the kind of new video that we wanted to do that would be really geared more at the England audience, the UK audience. And then we'll launch a similar online campaign and billboard campaign, only this time it'll be digital with billboards in the UK.
You're involved with corporate ethics, and when you make the comparison with the Gulf of Mexico, you know, the two letters BP stand out, and everybody knows that's the corporation that's responsible for the disaster. Are you targeting corporations at all in your Alberta No Visit campaign?
This is a campaign that has, my guess, about 100 different groups. Now, that's not to say those groups endorse this particular campaign, but each of them is working on their own aspect of the tar sands campaign. And there are because BP is a European UK company, it has been under constant attack by groups in the UK that have really tried to get it to pull its commitment to move into the tar sands. So Our focus has really been, our niche has really been to focus more specifically on the Alberta government, and largely because it has control over what companies come into the tar sands and under what conditions that they come in. And so far, it's been really, we think, just rubber stamping and expanding the tar sands so fast and so carelessly that, a lot of the problems that we have now are a function of the fact that they've just not been careful about that. So that's our job in this greater collectivity, is to focus on the government of Alberta and embarrass it for the way it's been managing the tar sands. Other groups will focus on the companies.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning, Michael.
My pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
I've been speaking with Michael Marks. He's Executive Director of Corporate Ethics International. If you want to check out their website, go to rethinkalberta.org.